This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says despite the trade uncertainty from President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs, USDA is working to increase U.S. farm exports, including soybeans. We will hear more next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
When the top House Ag Democrat asked at an oversight hearing what USDA was doing to boost soy exports, Ag Secretary Rollins referenced a recent trip to Italy.
Interestingly, Italy, of course, the government of Giorgia Meloni is very aligned with President Trump. They are very open. But Italy, again, as an example, imports about $75 billion in agriculture products. Only $1.7 billion comes from our American farmers and ranchers.
Rollins acknowledges the atmosphere of uncertainty, but says that USDA is doing its utmost to improve ag exports from the U.S. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
We've got Dale Jones of Merit Auctions with us for this week's Merit Minute. Dale, what sales are happening soon at Merit Auctions?
The next auction is Tuesday, July 8th. It's a inventory reduction auction for Morning Sun Farm Equipment. Of course, they're located in Morning Sun, Iowa. That is a timed online event. We just added a very nice auction for H&R AgriPower and Truland Equipment. Those are large Case IH and John Deere dealers located in Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and several other states. That will be Wednesday, July 23rd. And of course, that will be a virtual live auction as well. Getting back here closer to home, Tuesday, August 5th, we have an auction in Davis County, Iowa for the Hopkins family. It'll be 133 acres. We'll be selling that in two tracts, and it's primarily a recreational farm. So we've got a lot of good things coming up here.
Find more auction information at meritauctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.